You are listening to Rootbound, a podcast about plants for when you're stuck inside.
You have reached the voice mailbox for David Lani, fake ad guy at Rootbound. I'm not doing any fake ads this week because it's spring break! Woo!
Everybody, thank you for listening to this episode of Rootbound. I'm the host of this show, and my name is Steve, and Rootbound is the podcast about plants for when you're stuck inside, and each week I invite a guest who joins me on the show to share with us all about a plant that means something to them, and then I share with the guest about a plant that means something to me, and through this process we can all learn more about plants and learn more about each other. However, this is a bit of a special episode. I'm on spring break, taking a little bit of a break here, doing a much shorter episode where it's just going to be me. I'm not going to have a guest. I'm just going to tell you about something that's on my mind. And that's because I've had a lot of travel. In fact, right now, I am sitting and actually laying on the floor in my grandparents' house in Texas. And I normally don't set these episodes in specific points in time, but this is pretty key because tomorrow there's going to be a total solar eclipse. So that's why I'm here. It's very exciting, but I have lots of photography stuff to do in my, In addition to being into plants, I'm also really into photography, so I'm setting up all this stuff. And so I didn't have a lot of time to put together this episode, so I've been on spring break here for the last week and this week, but we'll be back to some normal episodes starting next week. So thank you for bearing with me, but I'm not going to leave you without any fun facts or dazzling details. We're going to talk a little bit about something that just happened to me today. So we were driving back from Walmart. We had to get a few items. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh, blue bonnets. I haven't seen blue bonnets in like blooming in, I don't know, since I was a kid and lived in Texas. Because, yeah, I've been to Texas a number of times in the last few years, but I always go in the fall. I've never been here in spring. It's been a long time since I've been here in the spring. So I was like, oh my gosh, there's blue bonnets. I thought we were kind of too late for them too, but yeah, there was this little tiny strip down the middle of a road. You know, Texas has this great tradition. We talked about this back on the episode about blue bonnets. Texas has this great tradition of planting wildflowers along roads, and so I'm pretty sure that's what happened there. And I guess it was just the right climatic conditions in this area to not be too late for the blue bonnets. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I had to like find a place to stop the car, and then I had, you know, had my wife wait in the car with the kid while I like kind of precariously ran across the road into this little median to take some pictures of the blue bonnets. And also, there were paintbrushes there. That I thought was pretty cool because I knew those grew together, but I've not really seen it. Like, I've known that since I was a kid, but it's not something I ever really, like, noticed in the wild till today. And it was really cool seeing them growing together because they're such a contrast to the bright red of the paintbrush and the blue of the blue bonnet. And I'll put some pictures, there'll be a picture in the like the show pic. But that reminded me about something else we talked about on the episode when we were talking about parasitic plants with Swifty, that the paintbrush is actually a parasitic plant, and it can parasitize, that's a hard word to say, it can parasitize the blue bonnet. So I wanted to do a little research about that, understand it a little bit more. What's the deal with that? Are these paintbrushes and that we think are also beautiful, are they hurting the blue bonnets that we love so much? What's the deal with the parasitic nature of the paintbrush flower? And if you don't know that flower, check it out. It's very beautiful. It has these red petals, which I learned are actually bracts. They're not the petals. The petals are much smaller and understated. They're like colorful bracts, kind of like how on a poinsettia, those aren't actually petals either. So, but yeah. The paintbrush doesn't look anything like a poinsettia. It kind of looks like a paintbrush. Google it. So let's talk about the parasitic nature of this wildflower. It can parasitize the bluebonnet. However, apparently it prefers to parasitize grasses, things in the grass family, which makes sense where it grows in the plant. So I think it's a little bit more like it grows in the same territory as the bluebonnet. And yeah, maybe if there's some bluebonnet roots nearby, the paintbrush will like attach to them and take some water and some nutrients. But I think it tends to prefer grasses, and there's a lot more of those roots around in general, I think. And so I don't think there's really any evidence, I couldn't find any at least, of the paintbrush harming detrimentally the bluebonnet. In fact, it's not like super harmful anyway. It's one of these plants that's called hemiparasitic. So it can also, some parasites cannot photosynthesize. We talked about this back in that episode of Swifty. Some of them can't photosynthesize at all, so they have to take everything they get from a host plant. But a hemiparasitic plant can photosynthesize, and it only takes a portion of what it needs from the host plant. And I think the paintbrush, what it is particularly good at is when things start to dry out in the hot summer, it can still thrive because it's taking water from all those grasses, which is pretty cool evolution. So yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you about bluebonnets and the paintbrush flower. And it was just such a great experience to like see them in the wild and take some pictures. And I was too excited. So I just had to share that with you. And with that, let's wrap up this short spring break episode of Root Bound. And to go out, here's a little song I found on archive.org about bluebonnets. Enjoy.
Bluebonnets of Texas, they bloom in the spring. A carpet of blue that will make your heart sing. I love dear old Texas in summer and fall, but bluebonnet time is the nicest of all. But bluebonnet time is the nicest of all. Though far o'er the wide world a-roaming I go, I'll dream of the land where the bluebonnets grow. Though others find beauty on mountain or sea, a field of bluebonnets in Texas for me. A field of bluebonnets in Texas for me.
Not normal credits for a special spring break episode, but the fake ads are still by David Lani, music, Christian Krigiskota, and I'm your host, Steve. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with a new episode next week.
Leave a message after the beep. Beep!